if you're retired, enjoy your retirement. And today, I'm just going to give you a little contrast between an active union president like myself or a retired union president like we currently have. Now, when you go to work every day with the craft, the decisions that you make are going to be different from the decision you would make if no matter what decision you made, don't really affect you. If we have contractual articles that we've already arbitrated and agreed to, you see, if you are an active president, you're going to be a lot more tenacious to make sure that all branches are adhering to this arbitration ruling. If you are retired, you're going to send that ruling out in the mail and go do whatever it is that you do, but it's not going to be as important to you because you're not looking at that decision day in and day out. A retired president will take the position, well, we got a victory, we'll send it to the branches, and it is what it is. An active president will take that victory and follow up with the branches to ensure that the ground that the national union just acquired, meaning we won an arbitration, we won a big grievance, that we all adhere to it. You see, if you're active like I am, the decisions and the victories are not going to be short-lived. They're going to be continued because you'll be in the mix. Well, I'll be in the mix every day with you so that I know if we agree that this position should be a level 5. If I'm there every day looking at management not paying level 5 and we agree to it, I'm going to be more tenacious with it. If I'm retired, members don't report as proficiently as they should. So a lot of times, if you're retired, you take the position, well, nobody said anything to me. Well, because I'm active and because I am a president with presence, most of the times you won't have to say anything because I'm going to be around enough that I'm going to see it. A president with presence far outweighs a retired individual trying to make decisions that don't affect his work life or the quality of anything in his life, but it has major impact on the people that decision is made for. Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. National Postal Mail Handlers Union, Local 304. Are you aware that there are pieces of equipment that mail handlers use every day that were not even part of the postal inventory the last time your current local president worked as a mail handler? And it might sound harsh what I'm saying to you, but it's important that you know this because we are progressing so much faster than the decisions are being made. Do you understand? You're getting decision making from 10 years ago when we've leaped ahead so far ahead. It's inefficient and at best, definitely not what's needed to have a progressive local. Now, I think everybody can agree, management kind of takes advantage of Local 304. And I can base that on where I work, Columbus, Ohio, Citygate, and the email traffic that I get from other states and branches. We can put a stop to that. You know, I don't speak about any magic potions. Because I am active, involved in the day-to-day operations, my tenacity is going to be much stronger, much more intense, because I really have a better grasp at how this decision is going to affect the craft. Let's stop supporting an individual that's retired as our local president and support a president with presence and vote Kenny Hodge as your new local president this November. Have a great day.